Good morning and welcome back to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. I'm here with you every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 a.m. Not p.m. It's a.m. right now. Bringing you some vibey music for your morning wake up and some advice as well. Songs to start your Saturday morning on a positive note. Some lighthearted banter on listener-submitted topics. If you've got a question for me for a future episode, email mk@wkze.com. And I will solve your problems right here on Saturday morning on KZE. Dawn Patrol is brought to you by Jenkinstown Motors Auto Repair and Maintenance, just off Route 9W in Highland. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at WKZE.com. We started out this morning with one of my favorites from a rather nostalgic video game soundtrack. That was Fisherman's Horizon by Nobuo Uematsu, from the Distant Worlds version of the Final Fantasy music. Great stuff if you ever played it. That was from Final Fantasy VIII, a favorite of mine. Gonna get back into the Dawn Patrol music for another set before we dig into today's listener-submitted question. Here's one from Eels.
Thank you.
Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE. That was Childish Gambino from the incredible album Awaken My Love. Gary Clark Jr. featured on that song, The Night Me and Your Mama Met. Eels before that, Bride of Theme from Blinking Lights, from another great album, Blinking Lights and Other Revelations. It's MK with you on Dawn Patrol. It's an early morning advice and music show, and we will get down to our listener advice question after the break.
With COVID and flu cases increasing throughout Ulster County and the Hudson Valley, now is the perfect time to protect your family with safe and effective COVID and flu vaccines. Children can receive these important vaccines starting at age 6 months. And you should also know that there's another serious disease re-emerging throughout the United States, measles. Fortunately, there's also a safe and effective measles vaccine that can protect your family. Talk to your doctor today about ensuring that your family is up to date on all recommended vaccinations. Remember, you have the power to protect yourself, your family, and our community from contagious diseases. Vaccinate. For more information, visit ulstercountyny.gov/health. A message from the Ulster County Department of Health.
Hi, this is Scott from Jenkintown Motors. We are here to provide you with the highest level of safety and quality service with honest and clear communication. I want to personally thank you for choosing us to take care of your automotive needs.
Jenkintown Motors, auto repair and maintenance just off 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott at 255-2500 and save 30% off an oil change on the dollar saver at 981KZE.com.
It's Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. It's the early morning music and advice show on KZE, brought to you by Jenkintown Motors on Route 9W in Highland, New York. All right, let's get down to it. We've got a really great listener advice question today. If you want to send me your questions for advice, mk@wkze.com. I'd love to help you out by answering them. This one comes from another anonymous listener. They say, I've lived in the area for a long time and love going on hiking, walking trails, but I find I keep going back to the same ones that are close and easy to get to. I've driven further to a few others that were okay, but I'd really like to find some new great trails. I've heard that New York has some of the best walking trails in the country, but I can't seem to find them. Does this work better by joining a hiking group or having a guide? Is it safe to go solo? What are the best things to bring with you on an extended hike? So this listener just wants to talk about hiking this morning, and I think that's a great topic. And we'll get down to it right after this set of music, Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
listening to Dawn Patrol on 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. Got a great listener question today from an anonymous submitter who is asking about hiking here in the Hudson Valley region. Of course, KZE is based in Red Hook, New York, right in the heart of the Hudson Valley. We're also right on the border of the Berkshires and the Litchfield Hills. And listener, I think that's where I'm going to start. Have you explored the Berkshires and Litchfield Hills? Now, this listener says, you know, they keep kind of going back to their same old trails, the ones that are close and easy to get to. And they have driven further to a few that they called okay, but they'd like to find some new great trails. And I would say, yeah, if you have kind of exhausted the Hudson Valley, head over to the Berkshires. I was so stunned last fall, I think it was. I met up with a friend of mine for a hike in the Berkshires, and it was stunningly beautiful. You know, you would think it would all be about the same, right? We're all kind of in the same rough geographic region, but there's just a different vibe, you know? And I'm not saying better or worse. I'm just saying different, and it's so good to get out of your usual area and explore somewhere new. The Berkshires are beautiful. The Litchfield Hills, that's actually where I grew up. Incredibly beautiful. That's kind of where I fell in love with hiking. And in fact, if we want to get specific, I will get a little bit specific. So for the Hudson Valley, I will say if you haven't fully explored all of the scenic Hudson parks, because you did say walking, not just hiking. Of course, I could point you towards the Catskills. There's some more rugged hikes there, the Adirondacks. You could go up to the foothills or deep into the Adirondack high peaks if you want for some true challenging hikes. But if you just want a walk in the woods, the scenic Hudson parks are just beautiful. Of course, you've got Poets Walk on this side, the Red Hook side of the river. There's Esopus Meadows and High Banks Preserve right over near where I live, just outside of Port Ewan, and many, many more. So look up Scenic Hudson if you want some really great, just gentle kind of dog walk vibes here in the Hudson Valley. And then I'm a little bit less familiar with Berkshire hikes, so I would love actually some specific recommendations from folks for some good Berkshire hikes. You know what? Actually, I don't know if Copaic counts, Copaic Lake, but hiking out to Bish Bash Falls, whatever it is, that's always a good one. And then Steep Rock Preserve in Washington, Connecticut. I want to give a special shout out to that because that is a very special place for me. I think that's actually really the area that made me truly fall in love with the outdoors, and that led me to my summer in the Adirondacks, working in the high peaks with the DEC, and just kind of, yeah, lifelong love of the woods. So Steep Rock Preserve in Washington, Connecticut. If you've never been there, highly recommend. All right, I've talked enough for now. Let's get back to the music. It's Dawn Patrol, 98.1 KZE, Bill Frisell right now. Thank you. Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. That was Pat Metheny, Last Train Home. Bill Frisell with Somewhere before that. We're talking about hiking today. We had a listener write in with a question about how to find good trails in the area, specifically Hudson Valley. And I've been talking about the Berkshires and Litchfield Hills a little bit too, and specifically wanted to shout out Steep Rock Preserve in Washington, Connecticut for a really spectacular Litchfield Hills Nature Preserve area. And they also wanted to talk about joining hiking groups, having a guide. I will say I have no experience with either of those things. Certainly I've gone hiking with friends on many occasions. If you have friends who like to hike, that's always great, but I've never used, you know, a meetup or anything like that. but you could sure try it. Is it safe to go solo is another question this person had. And that's a great question. And, you know, I guess my answer would be it's always smart to take precautions, even in a smaller area. I've certainly gotten lost in areas where I didn't think I could get lost. I've had friends get lost in, what's the one over in Rhinebeck? Ferncliff Forest. I've had some friends come out of a hike at Ferncliff one day and say, man, we got so lost in there. We have no idea how we did it. So even a small preserve like that, it is possible to get turned around and maybe end up in there for longer than you were planning to. So bring water, I think, is always a good move. Bring layers if it's questionable weather. I got real turned around one day with my dog at a preserve just outside of Saugerties. I think it was like Bluestone Quarry, and they're not super well-marked trails over there. That's mostly mountain bike trails, so not great signage. And I set out on a hike thinking I knew where I was and that I could anchor myself with this one road that goes through, and boy, was I wrong, and I got pretty scared. I was in there for probably maybe like an hour longer than I meant to be, but that's kind of a long time, and it was a hot summer day, and I didn't have that much water, and I had my dog with me, and there was a storm rolling in, so I may be the wrong person to ask about hiking safety, because I've done some dumb things. One time in Louisiana, not to go on too many tangents here, but one time in Louisiana, I was at a nature preserve, went for a hike, and I was by myself. I think I had a bottle of water and my iPod. This is how long ago this was. And I took a route that was marked. There was a trail on the map at like the beginning of the thing. And then I got to a point where I would have had to turn around and retrace my steps. Or I thought, based on what the map looked like, I thought I could go off trail, go across this river, and it looked like there was a trail that would pick up right on the other side that I would see really easily. And long story short, that's not what happened. I got very lost and very scared. And I made it back. I ended up like kind of cutting through like an oil refinery field. I was young and dumb. And like I said, I had an iPod. This is how long ago this was. So don't be like me. I could tell you more stories about my time in the Adirondacks. I love to get myself lost because I always want to make a circle. I never want to go back. So I guess, we're talking about trail safety. Follow the trail, stay on the trail, stay on the marked trail. Don't be like me. Don't be so determined to see something new and not retrace your steps that you get yourself lost, because it doesn't always end as happily as it has always seemed to end for me. And in my 30s, I'm doing a lot less of that. It's Dawn Patrol, I'm MK. We got more music for you coming up around the bend.
When you're looking for the best natural food grocer in the Hudson Valley, visit Mother Earth's Storehouse with convenient locations in Pinkston and Saugerties. You'll find the best selection of 100% certified organic produce, bulk items including nuts, berries, grains, beans, pasta, coffees, teas, and spices, and everything you need to look and feel great naturally, from organic body care products to vitamins and supplements. For a healthy and delicious lunch or dinner, visit Mother Earth's Cafe and Deli, where you'll find everything from freshly prepared salads, wraps, soups, and entrees to refreshing smoothies. And don't leave without one of their famous desserts, with a selection of vegan, gluten, allergen, and dairy-free choices. Visit them online for healthy living articles, store flyers, recipes, and a calendar of in-store events. Mother Earth's Storehouse of Kingston and Saugerties. Mother Earth's Storehouse. Healthy living made simple, delicious, and affordable.
Love Mother Earth's Storehouse. It's only natural.
KZE is looking to add new members to our sales team. If you're passionate about independent business, musical diversity, and the power of local radio to create connection within the community, we want to talk to you. Sales experience, especially radio sales, is a plus, but we are willing to train the right candidate. Competitive pay and commissions, the ability to work partially from home or on the road, and a fun, friendly, and vibrant work environment are just a few of the perks of joining the sales team at WKZE. If you think you're the right person for the job, call 845-758-9810. That's 845-758-9810. Or email your resume to gm@wkze.com today.
It's Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE. I'm your host, MK. If you want to send me a question for future advice here on the show, it's mk@wkze.com. Once again, I want to thank Jenkintown Motors for supporting Dawn Patrol on KZE Auto Repair and Maintenance just off Route 9W in Highland, New York. Call Scott 255-2500. Save 30% off an oil change on the Dollar Saver at WKZE.com. Been talking about hiking today. Talking about hiking safety. Don't be like me. Stay on the trail. Bring water. Bring layers always, especially on more serious hikes. And if you've got more advice for this listener, if you want to get in on the advice portion of this, not just even ask me a question, but chip into the conversation, I think that would be a really fun aspect of Dawn Patrol to introduce. So feel free to email me that as well, mk@wkze.com. Send me your favorite hike spots, walking spots you don't mind sharing, or your hiking stories. Send me your stories. I don't have to be just blabbing about my life. I'd be happy to share some stories as well. This is only the third episode of Dawn Patrol. We're still finding it. So get involved. Again, mk@wkze.com. Got another set of music for you. We've been all instrumental so far this morning, but let's get into some lyrics. I got a little beach set for you. Starting out with Little Swift.
One night, a few moons ago, I saw flecks of what could have been lights, but it might just have been you passing by unbeknownst to me. Life is emotionally abusive and time can't stop me quite like you did, and my flight was awful, thanks for asking, I'm unglued, thanks to you. And it's like snow at the beach, weird but it was beautiful, flying in a dream, stars by the pocket full, you wanting me tonight feels impossible, but it's coming down, no sound, it's all around, like snow on the beach. Like snow at the beach, weird but it was beautiful, flying in a dream, stars by the pocket full, you wanting me tonight feels impossible, but it's coming down, no sound, it's all around, like snow on the beach. Flying saucers from another planet. Now I'm all for you like Janet. Can this be a real thing, can it? Are we falling like snow at the beach? Beach. Like snow on the beach.
Still in love with you, honey. I'll
Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE. That was Benny Sings with The Beach House, one from Noelani Cipriano Lihui, and Taylor Swift with Lana Del Rey, Snow on the Beach, from Midnight's Up at the Top. That's a clean version for ya. I'm MK. This has been the third episode of Dawn Patrol here on 98.1 KZE. It's been a pleasure. It's a lot of fun putting Dawn Patrol together. The advice is particularly fun. Thank you to today's listener for the great question about hiking. Thanks for sticking with me this morning. If you want to be a future, if you want to be featured, if you want your question to be featured, if you want to be a future feature here on Dawn Patrol, drop me an email, mk@wkze.com. Ask me your advice. Tell me your stories. That can also be part of what this is. I think that would be really fun. If you've just got a story you want to tell, something you want KZE listeners, Dawn Patrol, Weekend Warriors to hear, drop me an email, mk@wkze.com. Once again, we're supported by Jenkinstown Motors. Thank you to Scott and the whole team over there. And thanks to KZE for letting me do this. We got a couple more songs to close out on today, and then I will I'll bid you farewell now. Bluegrass Review is up next. Right now we've got The Dig and then Devotchka. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday at 3. It's been Dawn Patrol 98.1 KZE.
If you open up your gate, there's no way one lonely man will take from you. When you simplify your song and all the friends you used to have moved on, you're all alone. And now I've gone over the rail. alone.